The following program is brought to you by Podcast One Sportsnet. Don't forget to download our new Podcast One app.
Hello, I'm Sonny Carroll. I'm here with the Benchwarmers Podcast. I'm with Gabe.
Hey.
Hey.
And we're joined with a special guest, Dylan.
Gabe, Sonny, thank you both very much for having me on. I really appreciate it.
Yeah, man. Oh. So a little bit about Dylan, a.k.a. Dylan Gotts, host of the sports podcast D&J Power Hour, and he's also a diehard Denver Broncos fan.
Absolutely. It's a favorite time of the year, the NFL draft. You can check us out on all podcast platforms and check us out on social media at DJ Power Hour. Listen to the recent interview we had with Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons from the Denver Broncos. Phenomenal guest, phenomenal person. Check us out. Free to subscribe and enjoy. Appreciate it.
All right. And so, Sonny, before we get into – so today's our mock draft episode that we're doing. We're going to be going through who we think all these teams will be taking. But before we get there, we got a little bit of sports news. So – Sonny, your boy?
Kinda, yeah.
I always call him your boy, but Logan Paul?
So Logan Paul, brother of Jake Paul, who just knocked out Ben Askren in the first round, is going to fight Floyd Mayweather. Logan Paul's 0-1-1. He tied once and he lost once. So on June 6th, they're going to fight down in Miami. What do you...
I mean, it. I don't even... So you were saying this outside in the break and before we started, but it's like, what, a 15-0 guy versus a guy who's...
Never won?
Yeah. Like, how does this even happen? Like, who signed off on this?
It's just a money fight, it seems to be.
You think it's all just show?
Yeah, I mean, I don't think anybody thinks Logan Paul is genuinely going to win, but...
Like, if you're betting on this, you have to bet on Mayweather. There's no way you don't bet on Mayweather, right?
I mean, like, probably a big payout if you bet on Logan Paul if he wins.
I'm sure that it is, but it's like, okay, Dylan, like, if you're Mayweather, a 15-0... You're an older boxer. Like, what incentive do you have to even take this fight? Like, what can you get out of this?
Does everybody here remember Johnny Manziel?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Cash money, baby.
That's right. He did get paid.
This is Mayweather's biggest thing.
That's all it is, man. Team Mayweather loves team money.
He wants another car or a jet.
He has so much money, though. I feel like this fight would have – he'd have to be making so much money off this fight to do it. Like, yeah. I feel like $1 million is, like, not enough for him to do it.
No, I think at least $10 million would be in good conversation.
Yeah.
I mean, he's not going to make the money he had when he fought McGregor.
No.
But it's just people are curious. I don't know why they're curious. It's going to be an ugly fight. It just is. Is Mayweather going to knock out Logan Paul? Probably. But we've seen Mayweather fight enough where he's going to duck and dodge every time. He's going to throw... a hit maybe 4 or 5 punches and to just play defense and it'll be over. They're going to go the distance because that's what he does. That's what he's done the last 10 fights of his career.
So
yeah, he just
Logan Paul's 190 pounds. I think he looks bigger than that, though.
He looks much bigger than that. He's like 6'2 and pretty big. I guess he had a drop weight for this fight.
So this is in February. He's up to 200 now.
All right.
So he might be a little bit more, but Mayweather's he's a small dude.
Yeah.
Right? Like he's... What do you guys think he is? Like, if we had a guess.
No more than a buck 40.
Very close, Sonny.
I give it like 130.
He's 150.
150? That's a little bigger than I thought.
Yeah, he's 5'8". I mean, clearly Logan Paul has a size advantage, and he's also a lot younger. But I feel like Mayweather will, like, out-tech him. Like, he'll just dodge him the entire match. And he'll land, like, a couple of good ones, and that's all he has to do to win the fight.
There's your blueprint right there.
So, I don't know. Are you going to buy this fight, Sonny?
Probably not.
It's Mayweather, though. I don't know.
Yeah, but I think you're right. It's just going to be, he's going to hit him a couple of times and just defense, slipping around, kind of, you know, running away.
All right, so we're locking it in. We all unanimously agree that Mayweather will probably win this fight.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yes.
Okay, cool. All right. So there were some other matches over the weekend. I did not see it because I was working, but I think you two did. It was the UFC 261. Couple fights. We'll get to the main card real quick, but I think it was 2 or 3 fights before. Was it Uriah Hall and Chris Weidman?
Dude, the Chris Weidman injury. Did you see that leg?
I unfortunately got to see it, the highlight, which is really gross, but... How does that even happen? Like, how, like, you just, because it looks like a normal kick.
Yeah. What?
Like, how does that happen, Dylan?
You know, I mean, how it breaks, you talked about it earlier on the way into the studio, was it was bone on bone, dog. Like, that force, that impact, instantaneously broke. That's how. And when you see that foot come back and it just flips over like the Kevin Ware injury back in Louisville in college, dude, that's how.
It is.
Force. Force on impact.
It just makes me, like, fearful. Like, I would think, like, throwing a kick is so harmless. Like, it's such a basic move. But to think that that could happen to you, it'd make me think twice about throwing a kick like that. Like, yeah. I don't know if I'd throw as many kicks if I was a UFC fighter like that. Like, it's crazy.
It was the first strike of the game.
It was?
Of the match. Yeah, it was, like, first round.
So it was, like, instant win.
Yeah, and, like, within, like, the first 10 seconds, he threw a kick, and then his leg bent backwards, and he stepped on it and fell over. And then it was so... That it sucks. Made for one of the fastest TKOs in history. But
they have to have a rematch. There's no way. Like, that sucks.
If he fights again.
Oh, you think he's done?
I mean, he's old.
Is he? How old is he? Is he an old fighter?
You can Google search this, but he's got to be...
He's...
Mid, late 30s. For UFC, he's been around. He's been around for at least a decade.
What we got? 36.
Bam.
Okay, yeah, so this might have been his last fight then.
Would you fight again after that?
I mean, he still got paid to do this. So
100%.
He still got paid. He lost...
We just talked about the topic right before, Mayweather and Paul. It's about the money, dude. Like, you're going to fight because you're going to get paid for it. He's 36. He's not 40. He's not 45. Like, that's going to heal. He already got surgery. He'll be back. Anderson Silva came back.
Yeah, that is true. Okay. Well, it was pretty graphic. If you haven't seen it, go YouTube it. It's all over the internet. I don't know. If you're a little squeamish, maybe don't watch it. It's kind of gross. And then we had the Usman versus Masvidal fight, which was a lot more entertaining.
So that was the main fight. Masvidal, in case you don't know, he's got the fastest knockout in history, right?
5 seconds.
Have you seen that? Five-second knockout? Where he just, as soon as it starts, he just runs at the other guy and throws a flying knee and knocks him out. Like,
oh, I have seen this.
That's him.
This is him.
And he knocked out Ben Askren, the guy that just fought Jake Paul.
Which may not be as impressive, but...
I mean, this was like years ago when he did that, though, right? So Ben Askren was a little...
Not too long ago.
Was it what, 3 years, 4 years?
It doesn't matter. Ben Askren is a wrestler. He's not a UFC fighter.
Oh, Ben Askren.
But yeah, I mean, Usman, you know, he faked Masvidal right into a straight right off the face, and you could see on the replay he was knocked out instantly going to the ground. And then he get hammer fisted on right afterwards. Dude, and he said afterwards, he goes, it was a beautiful move. I thought he was going to do this, tricked me, got cracked. That was it.
Instant death.
That was it.
But, I mean, I didn't watch this fight live. I saw the highlights of it, but what did you guys watch the fight?
It was a good fight.
Did it live up to the hype?
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, it's definitely the best UFC pay-per-view card that it's been all year, and probably in the last...
That was a very good one, yeah.
I'd probably say in the last 2 years, it's
did it
one
go
of the best cards.
All the way, or was it one round, two round?
It was 2 rounds.
2 rounds? Okay.
It was 2 rounds before Masvidal got punched like a straight right pretty bad.
He got put to sleep.
Yeah.
Yeah. It was late in the second round
and
when he got put
He got hit like 6 extra times he was on the ground. And he himself said it was necessary for him to get punched because, you know, they got to wait for the ref to
call it.
But, yeah. So that's Usman. He was keeping the belt, right?
Yeah. Retained it.
Nice.
Freaking beast.
I wish I would have saw this fight live.
Also, Rose, what do they call it? Thug Rose got her second belt, right? The second time.
Oh yeah. Wait, she's the one with the shave or the
she's got
shaved
the shaved
head.
Yeah. She knocked out. I can't remember her name. She's from China though. And she was like 20-1 going into this fight.
She took a kick right to the face.
Yeah,
Rose delivered a kick. It was brutal.
It was a very good kick. A lot of what's going viral, one of the most out of this whole ordeal, is Joe Rogan's reactions.
Yes.
Have you seen those?
I saw. I don't know if they were trying to like dress it up or recreate the original, because they've done this before where they had that like initial reaction And if I mean, I'm sure you've seen it. There's so many memes of it, but it's basically Joe Rogan, like, and I forgot who the two other guys right next to him.
Daniel Cormier.
Oh.
Yeah, like you've seen it. Like, they're on the side. They're just like reacting all intensely, and they're just like, you know, I don't know. They look like they're in shock or awe.
These seem warranted, though.
So I think was it Zhang Weili or Wiley? Or,
yeah.
I don't know how to say her name.
She's 20-2 after this fight, at least.
Oh, you're right. Dang.
So we were talking before the fight. And you said that the first two fights of the main card, consecutive broken legs.
Yeah.
So the first guy, they called off the fight in between the first and second round because he got kicked and his leg kind of just gave out on him, seemed to just stop working.
Yeah, he got kicked. It was a right leg to the left leg. He took a step and then dropped. Like, his leg just gave out on him.
He didn't break his leg, though. It was just like his leg was like... The muscle, or just the place he got kicked?
No, I'm pretty sure it resulted in a broken leg from
where
he got kicked. Yeah, and his leg just gave out, limped.
He was even like, the doctor was trying to see if he was, you know, still able to fight, and he was trying to like hype himself up, and he was like jumping up and down, and then like he fell again.
Yeah.
So all the five main card fights didn't go past. None of them went past the second round. I noticed they were all very quick.
It was quick.
So all knockouts.
Wow.
Fun fight. Fun card.
All right. We have some other fighting news to get to. So I think I sent it to you, Sonny. There was a... Who is it? What's his name? Boxing. Mexican Rocky. What's his name?
Oh, Ruiz.
Andy Ruiz.
Yeah. Anthony Joshua, right?
He did, and then he got his butt kicked in the rematch. Have you seen this fight, Dylan?
No.
Yeah, it's worth watching. I forgot who it was, but Anthony Joshua was supposed to fight somebody. I forgot what it was. They couldn't do the fight, so they had this guy fill in, Andy Ruiz. If you look him up, he's a kind of like overweight dude. He's a heavyweight boxer, and he filled in, and he knocked out like the world champ. Like, he knocked him down several times.
He's...
Like, he was supposed to lose the fight.
He's big.
He's like, a big dude. Well, it's funny that we say big now because he's actually like shed a lot of weight and he's like kind of more cut now. Like, he's still a big dude. Like, he's still kind of heavy. But
back then, you could, you know,
I mean, he was higher. I mean, this guy, I mean, I know he's Mexican, but, you know, he's had his fair share of tacos and burritos. Like, this guy was big.
Well, yeah, I would too.
He's a big dude.
Wasn't he nicknamed like Butterbean or something along
it's like
that
the Mexican
name?
Butterbean
yeah,
or something?
Yeah,
that sounds
yeah.
Something familiar.
Okay.
Like, he's just a heavy dude. So I'm reading this. He shed 55 pounds.
Whoa.
I mean, he was heavy. I don't know how much he weighed before, but he was a heavy dude. Let's see. I'm trying to find.
How much does he weigh now?
So he's at 262.
So before that, he was
like closer to 300.
Like 315 or something.
Yes.
Yeah. He was a lineman.
Yeah. He was just a big dude. Yep.
Never. And now Anthony Joshua is going to fight Tyson Fury, right?
Yeah. So did we find out when that fight's happening, or is it just sometime in like?
It's just going to happen sometime in the future.
Okay.
Deontay Wilder should fight Jake Paul.
He'll destroy him.
I know.
He'll just kill easily. Him. He'll beat him in like the first minute. All right. Should we move on here? What else we got? Should we go into the NFL?
Yeah. You want?
All right, so we had kind of some late NFL news. There aren't many trades happening right now because we're so close to the draft, but there was one. Orlando Brown, offensive guy, went to the Kansas City Chiefs.
Pro Bowler, right?
Pro Bowler. So, I mean, the Ravens, I'm trying to think of why they did this. Like, are they just trying to get more picks and help Lamar Jackson out? Like, what is their motive to doing this? Like, obviously, Orlando is a great player.
Yeah.
Why trade him away? I don't understand it. Like, is it just...
Did you watch the Super Bowl by chance?
That's probably
I
why.
Did.
And what did you take away from the Super Bowl, Gabe?
That Patrick Mahomes doesn't have any offensive linemen.
Patrick Mahomes scrambled for 495 yards in the Super Bowl. He lost two starters, one to injury, one to being
this
a doctor
true.
To, you know, take care of
true.
Those in COVID. He, I mean, he was scrambling for his life. Chiefs are desperate. They're in a win-now mode.
Yeah.
If you have the opportunity to get a Pro Bowl lineman and just solidify that position as a whole, which they have done now through trades and free agency to make another run, you got to do it. Like, okay. I mean, their biggest opportunity, and we'll talk about it in the mock draft, is, you know, defense. Like, what do they need offensively? Nothing. They need a line to protect them. That's
okay,
done.
So it makes sense from the Chiefs' point, like Sans, but like, why would the Ravens do this? Like, are they just like, hey, we don't need this guy. We're going to turn him away for a bunch of picks?
I think they just saw a hole in the market, and, you know, they filled it, and they got, you know, a little bit out of it. What'd they get? They got a first-round pick. They got the 31st, though. It's a first-round pick, though. Third-round pick and a fourth-round pick the next year, and a fifth-round pick.
Is this guy related to Orlando Zeus Brown? You guys know who that is?
No.
So I don't know if you know this, Sonny, but your dad, there's a player, I think his name's Orlando Brown Zeus, and I believe he was also a tackle. He was just a huge guy. Your dad has a jersey of him somewhere in the studio.
Really?
Yeah, I might be saying his name wrong, but I'm pretty sure it was like Orlando Brown Zeus or something. I think it was. I wish Emmy was here because he would know this. Dang it.
Don't botch it.
All right, you guys talk. I'm going to research it while you guys talk.
Yeah, I mean, at the end of the day, the Ravens saw the desperation from Kansas City to give up draft capital. The Ravens as an organization, especially around the draft time, have been one of the most brilliant, organized, and strategically draftable team in the last 20 years. They just have.
Yeah.
They know how to draft well. Their front office is amazing at scouting. They always get what they need. They always get players that produce 90% of the time since that franchise has been around. It was a good move. I can't hate it. And the Chiefs, like I said, it's a win-win at the end of the day. Yeah, you're giving up the 31st pick in the first round, but, I mean, what can you really draft that they weren't going to draft already, offensive linemen? They're going to have to pay him, but with Mahomes restructuring his contract to, you know, give him extra money in the cap, they're going to be able to re-sign Orlando Brown. They could use that to keep Hill, Kelsey after the next 3 years. You know, Mecole Hardman is going to get re-signed most likely. So I don't see an issue with it. And it was good. We see this every year. We just do.
I don't know. So I don't know if we've gone over like what the trade was. So the Kansas City gets Brown, a 2021 second round pick. And next year's sixth-round pick from the Ravens. The Ravens get a first-round pick, so that's the 31st pick in the first round. Third-round pick, fourth-round pick, and next year's fifth-round pick. So they got a ton of picks from this.
Yeah.
So kind of what you were saying, Dylan, like the Chiefs are in a window. Like they're giving away future picks just for this one guy. So I don't know.
So what?
Hopefully it works out. Hopefully he doesn't get injured. That would suck.
Their team is coming back again this upcoming season. And unlike Lamar Jackson in the playoffs, Mahomes actually shines and they actually produce in the playoffs.
Is this true?
Yeah.
Is this true? Any other thoughts on this trade? Do you think it's going to be Bucks and Chiefs again in the Super Bowl? Are we going to get a rematch? Do you think Bucks will even make it?
Nope.
No.
No? Both of you know?
Nope.
No.
Sonny, you seem so sure.
I...
Who do you... Okay. We'll do a little break here. Sonny, who do you think will be in the Super Bowl this year?
It's tough. I could see the Packers.
I don't know. I think we'll get to the NFC and then we always lose there.
Could see the Rams.
You could see the Rams with your buddy Stafford?
Yeah.
Okay. What about the Broncos? Where are we at, Broncos?
We'll get to the Broncos. I'm going to tell you who's going to be the Super Bowl.
Tell us.
Chiefs and the Rams.
Yeah.
You think so?
The Stafford trade solidified that position.
Yeah.
Stafford, way better than Goff. Their defense is coming back healthy. They didn't lose anyone significant on defense anyway. Their offense is coming back. They've got three-headed running back monsters. They've got two tight end monsters in Everett and who's the other one?
Higbee.
Yeah, Tyler Higbee. Gerald Everett.
Wait, isn't the Super Bowl this year?
It's in SoFi Stadium.
It's in the new SoFi.
Yeah, so we're going to have a repeat of the home Super Bowl team. And it's going to be LA Rams, 100%.
I like this take.
When,
it's a great take. Yeah,
I like it too.
Yeah, when, I know. When the trade happened, I tweeted it out that Rams Super Bowl, they needed a quarterback. And though Stafford has not been to the playoffs or hasn't had playoff success,
he's also been stuck with Rodgers, like playing him in the playoffs.
No. He's also been stuck with Detroit.
That is the bigger issue.
He's had Calvin Johnson, and that was it.
There's a difference. He's been stuck with Detroit. Overall, talent-wise, who are you going to take to win a game? Stafford or Goff?
That's true.
Stafford
all the way.
Yeah.
Who do you trust more in the playoffs, Stafford or Goff?
Stafford.
Stafford by a long shot.
Exactly.
Yeah.
There you go. Yeah. Solidified it.
All right.
And, even though we are in the most stacked division in the league, for sure, and we'll get to them with the Niners getting probably a quarterback in the draft.
Yeah, we'll get to it in a little bit. Okay, really quick, we got some NBA news. So we got Seth Curry.
Wait, Steph. Was it Steph?
Oh, sorry, Steph. Excuse me,
Chef Curry, but Steph for the
Steph
Warriors.
Curry. Excuse me, I wrote Seth on this rundown, but it's Steph.
Donk.
Most threes in 1 month with 87. How?
That's
how do you do that?
Straight cash, homie.
I mean, they're barely gonna make the playoffs, but
they'll slip in.
Yeah, I don't know. He just continues to amaze me. Like I know he's won several championships, but it's still crazy to see him like produce like this.
Yeah, I mean, oh my god. I mean, that's most in history. I wonder what the second most is. It's probably him.
He for sure like has set a record or something. Like I don't think anyone's done that in a while.
No.
No.
That's nuts.
It's probably his teammate, Klay Thompson.
Yeah. Oh, Klay. Oh, buddy. Just injured all the time. All right. And then, Sonny, your boy, Jason Preston.
So, actually, not really. I mean, I had Virginia winning that game. So, in case you guys don't remember, in the first round of March Madness, the 4th seed Virginia was upset by Ohio. The 13th seed, led by Jason Preston. He's declaring for the NBA draft, as is a lot of star college players. You know, we've seen Jalen Suggs, Johnny Juzang.
Yep.
The guys on Baylor, David Mitchell, and Jared Butler. So a lot of stars in this draft.
I feel like this draft will be – because like they still had the draft last year, right, for the NBA. But I feel like we weren't hyped because we didn't get to see them perform in March Madness.
Yeah.
So, like, March Madness for me is, like, where I learn about a lot of these players. And since we didn't have, no tournament last year, I feel like I kind of got gypped. Like, I didn't get to see what they could do.
Yeah, I mean, like, LaMelo kind of cared. Everybody knew who he was since he was in high school. But
everybody knows who his family is. And, like, he's just, like, I feel like his dad has, like, kind of not been in the spotlight as much. Like, he's, now that all his sons are, like, on basketball teams, he's kind of, like, shut up.
Although LiAngelo, his second son, was on the Pistons practice squad and got dropped.
Really?
Yeah, like the beginning of the season.
Oh, okay.
So, worst team in the NBA doesn't want him on their practice squad.
I mean, that's pretty good. Most of your sons become professional basketball players?
Yeah, two or three.
That's not bad.
I mean, he had like all of them being greatest players of all time.
Yeah, well, he's crazy, so there you go. All right. Should we move on to our draft?
Yes.
Anybody need water, bathroom break, anything? Here we go.
NFL mock draft time, baby.
All right. All right. Let's try to keep. I have a clock in front of me. Let's try and keep each pick to. I'm going to say 2 to 3 minutes. Let's just say go for 3 minutes. If we go short, that's fine. But like at 3 minutes, I'll start to re-listen a little bit.
Yeah.
All right.
No more. You should be no more than 3 minutes per team.
I think so, too. So yeah. The way we're going to do it, I think we decided that we're each going to do our own individual mock draft as opposed to just like doing one together. We're all going to write down our picks. We'll tweet out we'll post our results after. But I think that's it. Yeah, 3 minute rounds, and then we'll just go in order on what we think is going to happen. And we'll come back and revisit this next week, and we'll see who had the highest picks right. But the way we're doing it is what we think the teams will do, not what we want, because what we want is a lot different than what these teams are going to do. But we'll try and do it on predictions on what they will do.
In reality, each team gets like 5 minutes to make their decision or something?
Yes.
Yeah, 5 minutes for the first round.
Yes. Alrighty. And then before we start, so the NFL draft is Thursday. It is 4 p.m. Pacific time it starts.
Silly.
It's just kind of early.
Silly.
So Dylan's – okay, I didn't say this, but Dylan's from the East Coast. He's used to having the draft start at – what is it?
7:30.
Yeah, because you guys are 3 hours ahead.
Yeah, I mean, from Maryland, we're used to legit prime time for events. So being able to watch the draft at 4 o'clock
– You like it.
I love it. I love – no, here's what I love. I love being able to wake up on like a Friday or Saturday at 9:30 in the morning and have baseball on. You know how much that is awesome? Like starting my day off with sports?
That's right, because all the 1 o'clock and 4 o'clock games are all on at 10 and
10 a.m. and 1 p.m. Yeah,
oh, so you just have to wait till 1 for the NFL.
Exactly. Yeah, exactly.
What do you think about that, Sonny, if we had to wait until 1 p.m. for the morning games?
I don't like that.
Imagine the Sunday night game.
Oh, it starts at 8?
Exactly. Not ending until midnight. If not later, sometimes.
If it goes to overtime.
Yeah, and then you have the Monday night games.
Oh, man. You're just up late.
Yeah, exactly. Up late.
I think I like where we're at, Sonny.
Yeah.
West Coast. Everything's at a good time, a reasonable time. All right, so 4 p.m. on Thursday. But yeah, let's get started. So first team on the clock is the Jacksonville Jaguars. All right, so 3 minutes going now. Sonny, I'll let you start it off.
I don't think there's any debate. Trevor Lawrence. I mean, I think we all agree.
You going with Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah,
your boy.
Is the pick in?
Dylan, do you agree? You going with this pick too?
The pick is in.
All right, the pick is in. So with the first pick, the Jaguars take Trevor Lawrence. All right, so. Let's move on to the second pick. Jets are on the clock. Who do they go with? So, okay. I know this is going to upset a lot of Jets fans out there. This is really going to upset.
Already? At number two? Really?
He did this with March Madness.
This is why. this is why it's a mock draft, though, right? It's why we do this.
Look, the Jets, I don't know what they're doing. They're a poorly run organization. I'm sorry, Jets fans, if you're out there, but whoever's running your team and the decisions they make is not doing a good job. You ruined Sam Darnold's career. he's damaged goods. I think a lot of people think it's going to be, Zach Wilson. But I feel they will go with Justin Fields. I just have a strong feeling. I have a strong feeling it will not be Zach Wilson.
See, the thing is that if I was the GM for the Jets, that's who I would pick.
You think so?
But I don't think they will. I'm going with Zach Wilson.
Okay, so I'm Justin Fields.
What do you think?
Sonny is Zach Wilson. Dylan, what are you thinking here?
The Jets have one moment in their franchise history, and that is Joe Namath with the finger up in the air pointing to the sky when they won the first Super Bowl.
Like a million years ago.
They need a quarterback. They're going Zach Wilson, quarterback, BYU.
Okay. All right, so you guys both Zach Wilson?
Did you watch his pro day?
I am impressed with him, but look, we're talking about the Jets. They're going to do some weird crap.
Okay, yeah.
They're going to do something weird.
They drafted Sam Darnold, third overall, who, by the way, was complete garbage his last year at USC when he came out.
All right, we'll see. This is where it gets interesting.
I can see your logic. So the Niners is where maybe some debate, like real debate starts.
Yeah, so I feel like now we're like on two different like paths. You guys are on like the same path, and I'm kind of on the Jets don't know what they're doing path. But all right, so we're going to the third pick. So the Niners are on the clock. They also need a quarterback. They got Garoppolo, and I think they're ready to cut. Did they still have Garoppolo? Right?
They have Garoppolo,
yeah.
But they're ready to like cut bait with him. I think like they're just done with him.
Yeah.
They're probably going to keep him around for one more, maybe two more years while this rookie quarterback they get is there. But with all the weapons they have, great, great wide receivers, great tight end, George Kittle, I think they go – I'm going to say they get the best quarterback left, which is going to be Zach Wilson.
So, in case you guys didn't know, the Niners, Kyle Shanahan, the coach, wanted Mac Jones and the staff wanted Trey Lance.
Is that true?
Yeah.
Is that facts?
That's what I've heard.
Okay. All
right. So I'm going Trey Lance here.
You're going Trey Lance?
Wow.
Yeah.
Spicy.
Third overall.
In my opinion, it's too high, but it seems like something they would do.
I like it. Wow. I like the spice.
Oh, my
God. It could be a dumb take. I don't know. You're well educated on this. I'm not.
Sonny, if this comes true and happens, you're a genius.
Yeah.
Wow. Trey Lance, third overall. Look, here's the deal. I don't know why everyone thinks San Francisco needs a quarterback. Jimmy Garoppolo is 25-8 in his career as a starter.
You think they keep him?
Of course they're going to keep him.
There's been so many. I've heard, not just Sonny's hearing rumors, but I'm hearing like a lot of things too leaked out that they're looking for a quarterback.
Sure. I mean,
you don't think they'll take a quarterback?
No, they will. But I mean, they lost three All-Pro players on their defense last year. They were decimated. George Kittle decimated. Well, I'm not really sure where they need a new quarterback at. Garoppolo does nothing, but he comes in and does what he's supposed to do, and he wins games, which to me is the most important thing.
I was going
to
say he's like the least flashy quarterback, like probably in the league, but he does win games.
100%.
He's a game manager.
And what do we care about in the NFL?
Just wins.
Wins.
Winning games.
That's true.
And who wins the games?
Garoppolo,
quarterback. Okay. However.
Here we go. The spice.
Third overall pick. I think they're going to take the best available quarterback left in the draft, and that is Justin Fields out of Ohio State.
Ooh.
I don't trust a quarterback from Ohio State at all. I am sick of hearing of these 1 to 2 season wonders from Ohio State and then watching them go into the NFL and flop. We've seen it with Terrell Pryor, Troy Smith, Dwayne Haskins, at least five quarterbacks who have been these all-stars in Ohio State, which it is what it is. You know, they're like Alabama, just, you know, in the Big Ten. But I'm not impressed. I'm not impressed with Ohio State quarterbacks, but he can move. He's got arm strength. He can read. He can read his second and third options if need to be. But he also got decimated in the title game.
That's what I'm afraid of. And
he got decimated.
We're almost out of time, but I'll just say it really quick. So with the college season last year, I didn't watch a ton of college. I watched some games, but not a ton. I feel like most teams had a weird season because of COVID. So they didn't play a full schedule, and they also didn't play the teams that they normally play. So the games that we saw are not a true representation of what their season would have looked like.
Yeah, it's not a true indicative. But they're going to take Fields.
Yeah, so okay.
He fits the offense there.
All right, I like that. I like that pick. All right, so we're out of time. We're going to the fourth pick. So the Falcons are on the clock. You know, Falcons, they are kind of in a predicament. Earlier before the show, Sonny was telling me that there's trade offers now going for Julio. Falcons might be trying to move off him. And I think we've all been hearing rumors about this. And I think Matt Ryan, too. Like, we think they're going to do something with this. Maybe trade him away. They're probably going to keep, what's their star young running back? I'm sorry, the wide receiver.
Calvin Ridley.
I think they're going to hold on to him with dear life. They're not going to let him go.
Would you?
No, absolutely not. He's a stud.
Right then.
He's a stud. With that being said, I feel like they should be going for a quarterback, but they're not because they're just comfortable with Matt Ryan. Like they're okay with Matt Ryan. So I'm trying to think who's their tight end right now?
Hayden Hurst.
He's okay. I feel like he's not great. He's just okay.
I mean, he was behind Mark Andrews. Not his fault. He's still productive. I think it's only his third year in the league, too. So he's young.
That's true.
He's cheap.
I think they go with... I'm gonna be really spicy here. Are you guys ready for this?
What?
I think they go for a tight end.
What?
I think they're going Kyle Pitts.
I don't think so.
I think we're going Kyle Pitts. It's early. I think we're doing it.
Yeah, okay.
I think we're going to Kyle Pitts.
Sure. I mean, they're saying that he's the best overall prospect, best talented player in the draft. We've seen it a lot where Atlanta, Kyle Pitts that.
He's the only tight end ranked as highly.
Yeah.
I think he might be the only tight end going in the first round.
He would be, if he is selected fourth by Atlanta, he would be the highest selected tight end ever in NFL draft history.
Spicy. Sonny, you're next.
All right. This could be dumb, but I think the Falcons get another guard, and I think they go Penei Sewell.
Penei. Also a pasta. Penei Sewell from Oregon. Okay. I like that. That is spicy, too. Dylan, hit us with the spice.
Here, this is spice and going off the beaten path. This is where the draft really starts, honestly.
On the fourth pick?
Yeah, this is where draft really starts at the fourth pick. This is also a pick where Atlanta would pull an Atlanta move and just go way left field. Like, remember when the Raiders a couple years ago drafted Cleveland Farrell from Clemson, fifth overall, and we were like, what?
Yeah, where is he now?
I mean, he's still with the Raiders.
Yeah, but I mean, like, what has he done?
He's done okay. Not fifth overall pick talent.
Right.
Atlanta, they need defense. Straight up.
Yes.
When they got to the Super Bowl, it was when Vic Beasley led the NFL with like 15 and a half sacks. They got pressure. They were lights out secondary. And then, then the Super Bowl happened. This is spicy. Okay, spicy.
Like Nashville hot chicken sandwich spicy?
Oh, we're talking spicy.
I got a feeling. I think I know who
like
who
Mama's
you're thinking.
Mama's secret recipe.
We're talking
spicy?
Mama's secret recipe with a dash of just Cholula on top of it, just because.
That's hot.
We're gonna go.
Oh my god.
We're gonna go Carlos Basham.
Whoa. Ooh,
edge rusher, Wake Forest. He's 6'5", 284. He can move. His feet movement and lateral quickness is unreal for his size. And they need pressure. They need pressure up the middle against the NFC South.
Wait, who's your pick? Hold on a second.
Yep. There you go.
Who?
Carlos
Basham Jr.
Carlos Basham.
Yep.
What a fitting name for a...
Right? Such an Atlanta move,
right? I thought you were going to say Jalen Waddle.
No.
This is a very spicy pick.
Spicy.
This is probably the spiciest pick of the show.
This is such an Atlanta move. Where they are just, no one knows. No one knows what they're going to do.
What?
Everyone thinks Kyle Pitts. And then they throw this at you and you're like, yeah, we had one scout tell us about him. No phone call prior. Yep, that's it.
All right. That's very spicy. All right, let's go on to our next pick. So pick number 5, the Bengals are on the clock. Looking at this team, they have Burrow, year 2, coming off that injury. Also, Mixon, coming off an injury. They both should be healthy come the time football starts up again. They have a ton of wide receivers. They got Higgins. I think they got rid of A.J. Green. They got who are the other receivers on this team?
They got John Ross.
Ross. They got a few guys here. I don't think they need any wide receivers. They could use maybe a tight end. But I think what they really need is some like O-line help to keep Burrow safe. Like they don't like Burrow already got hurt. They don't need to let this guy get injured again like this. Like if he gets injured again like this, like that could probably jeopardize his career. Like you cannot have two back-to-back season-ending injuries. You just can't. Not in the NFL. So with that, in my mock draft, I still got the pasta man himself, Penei Sewell. I honestly don't know if that's how you say it. I'm sorry, everyone out there. If you're from Oregon and that's not how you say his name, I'm really sorry. But I'm pronouncing it Penei Sewell. I say they take him. Protect Joe Burrow, their investment. Sonny, go ahead.
See, I think they were looking to get Penei, and he gets picked by the Falcons.
Okay.
So I'm thinking Rashawn Slater.
Oh, okay. Going for the Northwestern tackle? I like that.
I agree. I think they want protection.
Okay. Dylan?
So, good old Joe Burrow, go Tigers.
Go Tigers.
I would love for him to get Ja'Marr Chase, his college buddy, who they won a national title with. Not going to happen. As you said, he tore his ACL, was on the path to win Rookie of the Year. Joe Burrow is talented. We saw that. You got to protect your talent. You got to protect your future. You do not want an Andrew Luck 2.0 going on in Cincinnati.
Nope.
I agree with Mr. Gabe. They are going Penei Sewell, offensive line, Oregon.
Penei Pasta.
Give me 6'6", 331 all day and plug him in on the line.
Wait, is that his really? Are those really his dimensions?
Yep.
6'6", 331
I didn't know he's that big.
Give me all of that.
He's a tank.
Yep.
And he's out of college.
Yep.
He could get bigger.
Yep.
Oh, my God.
Yep.
Oh, this guy's a beast. Okay. Yep. I like that. All right. Let's move on to the sixth pick. The Dolphins are on the clock. Dolphins, a team with, you know, a star rookie quarterback. They got their Tua. They finally got their beloved Tua. I feel like everybody kind of trashed Tua at the end of the season because he just had some up and down games, and then they had Fitzpatrick. So I think now that Fitzpatrick is gone, it's just going to be the Tua show. And I kind of think that Dolphins need some help up front to protect Tua. So I don't know. Dolphins need a lot. Look, real quick. So I'm trying to be quick about this, but I feel like Dolphins need to redo all their wide receivers. Like, they need to redo their whole core for their wide receivers. Like, they just need new wide receivers because all they have is what, Parker and
Fuller.
I'm sorry. Oh, that's right. They got Fuller, huh?
Yeah.
Will Fuller.
Okay, maybe they're okay. All right, never mind. I take that back. All right, so they need some help up front to protect Tua. I think they go the next best guy here. I'm going to go with Rashawn Slater to the Dolphins. So it's a little spicy, but I think they need some help up front. I know they got some running backs. They got, you know, some wide receivers. I just think they need more help protecting Tua.
I'm thinking they go Ja'Marr Chase here. I think they add more depth in a receiver position. I think he comes off the board.
All right. Ja'Marr Chase. I like that. A little spice. Dylan.
We're going to keep the Florida native Kyle Pitts in Florida. We're going to give Tua a weapon that will be healthy. It will dominate. Kyle Pitts coming out. He's the best available player at the 6th overall pick. Got to take him.
All right. I like that. Keep him in Florida. All right. So with that, we move on to the 7th round pick. The Lions are on the board. Let's see. Lions. The Lions are like the Frankenstein team this year because they got like pieces from all, you know, they got old pieces that didn't work out. Was it? I think we talked about this, Sonny. Their head coach got fired last season.
Mm-hmm.
They got a new head coach or new interim head coach. Oh, wait, no, they did. They did hire a head coach. I forgot his name. They did hire. So a new head coach. They got like old running backs that haven't worked out for the past like 2 or 3 years.
But they got DeAndre Swift last year.
That's right. They got DeAndre Swift last year. We'll see what happens with him. As far as their wide receiving core, I don't really. Who do they got over there?
Nobody.
Like nobody big,
right? They got Marvin Jones, right?
Do they still have him?
Yeah, they brought him back.
I mean, he's good, but he's not like super impressive. And then they got Goff. Like that's their newest addition to the team. So this is just like a weird team. They got Jamal Williams from the Packers. I feel so bad for that guy. He's not going to win anything on the Detroit Lions. So really the Lions need a lot, but I think what they need most of all is like, they just want to try to win a few games. Like they're not going to win the Super Bowl. They just want to win a few games and make their fans happy. I think they take the next best wide receiver on the board in my draft, which is going to be Ja'Marr Chase. So I feel bad for Ja'Marr Chase because he's going to be stuck with Goff and a bunch of other dudes, but hey, man, it is what it is. That's where you go. Sonny?
All right. I got a curveball.
Oh. Hit us.
I think they go with Patrick Surtain. Is that how you say his name?
Surtain. Whatever.
Sultan.
I think they make an interesting pick. And if I were them, I'd go Justin Fields.
The Lions?
Yeah. Because, I don't know, I don't trust Goff. Maybe I'm just biased, but...
Coming from the Rams fan.
Well, I think we're the ones that don't like him the most.
That's right. We trash Goff's name a lot on the show. We also trash James Harden's name a lot on the show. I don't know why, but we just hate them.
I don't really have a comment from James Harden. Goff sucks.
Yeah, we just don't. We don't have any confidence in him. He was good.
He's a bust.
He is a bust, and he had. I was telling Dylan on the drive-in that he had probably one of the best running backs in the past 10 years in his peak, which was Gurley, and they didn't win or do much with him. Like, they didn't win a Super Bowl with Gurley. Like, that was their time to cash in when Gurley was at his peak. So, so you're saying, what was your pick for the Lions?
Yeah, Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain. Okay. I like that. I like that. Dylan, hit us with your pick.
That's an interesting pick, Sonny. I'll give you that. That's a curveball pick, but they need help on defense. They're secondary. I mean, you lost Darius Slay.
Oh, that's right.
Philadelphia. It's a good plug and play. But I'm also with Gabe on this. They need a wide receiver. They lost Galladay to New York. Marvin Jones Jr. is another year older. I think he's 30, 31. He's up there. Ja'Marr Chase, baby.
Hey, plug and play. Ja'Marr Chase?
You put him on the other side of the field for Goff. Definitely give him a security blanket. You can put him in the slot. You can put him on the outside. He can do it all. He's a wide receiver number one for a reason.
I like it. All right, so let's move on to the eighth pick here. The Panthers are on the board. Panthers, kind of another interesting team because
they got Sam Darnold.
Sam Darnold from the Jets. So this is – I really don't know why they got this guy. I guess they're just hoping they got him for cheap. That's why they got him. Like,
he gave up a six-round pick.
Yes.
For the number three overall pick 4 years ago.
That's not bad. Like, on paper, that looks great. But then you look at Sam Darnold's numbers. He got mono. He saw ghosts. You know?
He had Adam Gase.
That's true.
A really bad coach. Like, he hasn't been around a good system. And I'm sorry if you're a Jets fan and you're listening to this, but you guys got to get rid of Adam. Like, Adam Gase has to go. Right? Like, what are we doing with this guy? How does he have his job still?
Yeah, he's a cancer for that organization.
Yeah, he really is. And I think until Jets fans and just Jets kingdom gets rid of them, we're having the same results over and over. So sorry, Jets fans. But all right. So Panthers, they need a lot. I think they need more offensive pieces. They don't need a running back. That's for sure. They're good there. They have one of the best running backs. So I think they go. Man, it doesn't really make sense for them to go quarterback here. They could, and then they just have a problem with quarterbacks, but then I think it's too much. So I'm going to say they go wide receiver because they need some help there too. I'm going to go Devonta Smith to the Panthers.
Roll Tide.
Yes.
Oof. Going Kyle Pitts.
Keeping him on the East Coast.
Yeah.
All right, I like that. You know, they do need a tight end. They lost Greg Olsen, 2 seasons ago?
Yeah.
Went to Seahawks, so they haven't. That was like their big man, so I like that pick, Sonny. They got a future big man in the works there. Dylan, what do you think?
They need offensive linemen. You need to protect Darnold. You need to give McCaffrey room to run because he's going to get the ball. You lost Curtis Samuel, so I like the wide receiver pick. I do. But I think you go with the next best available offensive lineman. That is Rashawn Slater out of Northwestern. And you know what? NFL trusts a lot of Big Ten linemen. They just do. Because they're tough, they're gritty, and they just want to play football.
How big what are the dimensions of
Rashawn? He's 6'4", 315.
Whoa. These guys are big.
Yeah.
I don't know.
He can run block. He can pass block. You can put him out on the edge if you really need him to stuff an edge rusher. But I think you got to protect Darnold. Though you didn't give up a lot to get him, he's still 24.
It's true. He's still young.
And he, again, this is the first season without Adam Gase. He could blossom.
Yeah.
Could.
Okay. We'll see. I like that. That's a good protective piece for him. All right, let's move on to the next round. This is a golden round right here for Dylan. So with pick number nine, it's going to the Broncos. And I asked Dylan this on the way, but Broncos, Locke is their quarterback. And Dylan shared an interesting stat with me on the way over here. He told me that in the past 3 seasons, Locke has played how many games, Dylan?
This would be his third season. He has started in 16 games over two. His rookie season, he came in after Joe Flacco got hurt. God, I can't believe we had Joe Flacco. He went 4-1, got hurt last year with the shoulder, right arm problem, started 11 games. And, yeah, I mean, he's going into year three fully healthy with a fully healthy offensive side. Defense is going to be healthy as well. So
they're probably not going quarterback in this draft.
I mean, this is your mock draft. Like I said, like, don't mess this up. But
I'm going to say, look, okay, Broncos have been wrong on their last couple of quarterbacks that they picked.
Last couple?
Okay, maybe last three quarterbacks?
Three?
Maybe last four. Okay, last four quarterbacks.
Like five.
Has it been that many?
We drafted Tim Tebow in the first round. Yeah. What are we talking about here?
This is true.
You've got better throwing mechanics than he does.
Maybe.
Oh, he does. I watch a lot of Broncos games. Saw Tim Tebow in college. You saw his windup? My God.
Oh, Tim Tebow, where are you now? Okay, so I think the Broncos will... So, okay, look, Broncos still got Jerry Jeudy. They got Tim Patrick. And who is the other...
Cortland Sutton.
They have very good wide... I think they have very good wide receivers. They just got to figure it out on the quarterback side, which I think they have their guy. Might be Locke. I think they just need some help up front protecting him. They also maybe need some help on defense here. I think I'm going to go with Micah Parsons. He's a linebacker in Penn State. I think they're going to go with him. I feel like they need some defensive help too. I feel like, am I wrong? Like, Broncos have always been a defensive team for the most part. Like, you guys are always known for your good defense.
Yes, we're always been a defensive team. Obviously, when Peyton was there, we were offensive juggernaut. But we won the Super Bowl on defense. We had the no-fly zone. We've always been a defensive team historically. This is it's what they're bread and butter, baby. Defense with championships.
That's right. Sonny, who are the Broncos taking?
There. I'm going to go Micah Parsons.
Micah Parsons. I like it. Two for Micah. Team Micah.
Yeah.
Let's go.
All right. So a little build up here. So I've talked to not one. I've interviewed two Broncos players. I've interviewed Pro Bowl safety Justin Simmons last week, which you can listen to.
Good show. Good episode.
Interviewed Malik Reed, linebacker for the Denver Broncos as well, who has gotten better every year. Vaughn was out last year, so that's a big factor.
You got to get Vaughn on your show. Vaughn Miller.
Working. Work in progress. It's a work in progress to get Vaughn Miller. But both Justin Simmons and Malik said this. Drew Locke is our guy. He has the team. He has a locker room presence. He's got the buy-in. He's got the team's confidence. As Justin Simmons said, unless I'm told otherwise or informed, Drew Locke is my quarterback.
Cool.
And I think a sentiment for the organization. I think Drew Locke is our guy. This is a proven year for him. When he's healthy, when he's got a healthy Cortland Sutton Pro Bowl receiver, they're going defense. And it's a clean sweep. They're going Micah Parsons,
Penn
State. Yeah. He's the best linebacker in the class. He's fast.
Micah Parsons. All right. I like this. I really hope this is what they go with then. If there's no like crazy trades in the draft, I hope this is how it plays out.
Yeah, they're seeing them go Fields. They're seeing them go Trey Lance. No. I think you got to give Locke a full season under his belt, like straight, not collectively, and see what he can do with those toys, those weapons.
I like it. All right. This is where it gets fun, I think. So with the 10th pick, the Cowboys are on the clock. I think I'm just thinking of all the Stephen A. Smith drops of how about them Cowboys? Like, oh man, I hope Stephen A. Smith goes live on Instagram when the Cowboys are making their pick. Like, he has to do something.
He will.
But okay, all jokes aside, I feel like the Cowboys will mess this up. Kind of like the Jets, they will do something stupid to make a dumb pick. So they got Dak, they got Zeke back. They got good wide receivers. I'll say good. They're not great, they're good. You know, they're okay. I think they're going to go with, I want to say defense, because I feel like they've had a couple pieces missing. Didn't they have someone retire? What's his name? Sean Lee. He did retire. So, you know, they definitely need...
He was always hurt.
He was good, but yeah, he was always hurt. So I think they're going to go defense, and I'm going to say they go... I'm going to say they go with Sonny's boy, Patrick Surtain.
Patrick Surtain.
I think they need some help back there.
I think they also get a corner. I think they go with J.C. Horn.
Ooh, okay.
Off South Carolina. Stud. Yeah. He was so good last year.
J.C. Horn. I like that, Sonny. Dylan, who are we looking at here for the Cowboys?
By the way, J.C. Horn, son of Joe Horn, New Orleans Saints wide receiver, great.
I did not know that.
Yep. Fun fact. I think they also go defense because, as we saw last year, their defense historically last year was the worst.
Yes. It didn't help that they had a really bad quarterback, Andy Dalton, but they were just not – like, their defense was so out of it. Like, they were not even making it a close game.
No, their defense was not making it a close game, even when Dak was bringing them back into the game. Didn't matter. They had Ben DiNucci come in. It didn't matter. I'm with Gabe again, man. Patrick Surtain. Best corner in the draft out of Ohio State. Cowboys, historically, the last 10 years, are very high on Ohio State corners. They just are. Where you panning out? I don't know. But they're going with the best available corner at the position. They need it.
All right. I like that. Let's move on to the 11th pick. So we got Giants are on the board here. Giants, I feel like this is kind of like a make or break here for Danny Dimes. I mean, maybe not make or break. They'll probably keep him if he does bad this year, but I feel like everybody needs to see him take a step forward or two. Like, he has to get better this year. He can't just put up what he did last year. Like, that's not going to cut it. So I'm predicting he's going to do a lot better this year, and I think that's going to start with some help up front. I think they give him some more protection, and they go with the Virginia Tech tackle, Christian Darrisaw.
Interesting.
You like how I said that?
Darrisaw.
I feel like if he was a professional wrestler or like a UFC fighter, it'd be like, Christian Darrisaw. Like, you just fade away at the end. Like, saw. Sonny, what do you think?
So, I think the Giants go defense. Jalen Phillips.
Ooh.
Wow.
Any reason why you think they go defense over?
I just think they...
That's high.
It is a little high.
That's overdrafting right there.
Jalen Phillips. All right. All right. I like that. So that's spice. We got a little chili powder in there. Dylan, what are we looking here for the Giants?
Oh, we're so going spice. Are you kidding me?
Let's do it.
This is what they're going to do. They know this is Danny Dimes. He's kind of like heading towards the end of the path here.
You think so?
If he cannot cut down on the turnover bug that has plagued him since he got into the league, yes.
Okay.
But this is going to be a Giants move here. They're going to draft Devontae Smith, wide receiver, Alabama. Sterling Shepard, Evan Ingram, Darius Slay.
That's a good...
Devonta Smith.
That's a good... They'll be set with this like last piece. Like, they'll have a nice core of receivers.
You could put Darius Slay on the outside and put Devonta Smith inside on a slot. You could put Devonta Smith on the outside. You can do whatever you want.
Okay. I like this pick. It's a little spicy, but I like it. I'm all for it. All right. Let's go to the 12th pick. Eagles are on the board. Eagles in a really interesting spot because – they just moved off their star quarterback, Carson Wentz, and they're now going with their up-and-coming star, also one of Sonny's boys, Jalen Hurts.
In case you didn't know this, but back in 2020, I picked Jalen Hurts to win MVP this coming season.
Sonny is all in on Jalen Hurts.
It's a hot take.
Sonny is all in on Jalen Hurts, and I think for good reason. We saw a couple flashes.
I see Lamar Jackson 2.0.
I like it.
Maybe at Oklahoma.
Well, I think he can do it in Philadelphia. I really think he can. I'm kind of with Sonny on this. They don't need a quarterback. That would be really dumb if they took a quarterback. They have their quarterback. I think they're going to go. They need a lot, man. This team needs a lot.
What does Coach Sirianni do with his rock, paper, scissors method for the draft?
Okay, look. So they need help on – they need some wide receivers. They need
– I like where you're going.
They need some help on defense. I don't know what they're doing with Ertz. They haven't re-signed him. They're probably going to cut him or trade him away or something. I feel like they just need help. You know what? They're going to give Jalen Hurts a full season. I think they should pair him up with a star young wide receiver. I'm going to go with, on my draft, he's still available, Jalen Waddle to the Eagles.
Silly.
Eagles fans, rejoice. They got another.
Silly.
Yep. Sonny, go ahead.
All right. I got Devontae Smith going there. He's still available in my draft.
Nice.
I think he goes.
So we're both, me and Sonny are both in agreement that they're probably going to go wide receiver. Like, they need the help there.
Yeah.
Okay. I like it. What are you thinking? What are you thinking of this Eagles team? Like, what do they need right now? Or what do you think they need?
They need defense. They've got to clean up that line. That line gets injured all the time.
Yeah.
And we saw what happened with Wentz when he was there in Philly. He got pummeled. Pummeled. But they also need a wide receiver to catch the ball, which Carson Wentz did not have. Jalen Hurts. I'm with Gabe. Jalen Waddle.
Hey, let's go.
Coming right to the city of brotherly love where he'll get booed, but he can catch the ball.
Yes. So me and Dylan both Waddle, but all three of us are on the consensus that the Eagles do need weapons
100%.
For Jalen Hurts.
Yeah.
Okay. I like this. All right. So let's move on to the 13th pick. Let's mix it up. We're about a third way through this. Let's go a different order. So let's start. Let's start Sonny, Dylan, and then I'll go last.
All righty. Going Greg Newsome, corner.
Ooh, I like this.
Man, a lot of overdrafting over here. Sonny, what are we doing?
I
like it.
Or, never mind, I take that back. I go also probably overdraft Tevin Jenkins.
Tevin Jenkins. Let's see where he's at.
What?
Dumb take, but maybe also hot take. Yeah.
Tevin Jenkins from
Oklahoma State.
Oh, John, I was going to ask you, why do people say the? Wait, no, that, never mind. I'm thinking of another school. Never mind.
You're thinking of the Ohio State University?
Why do they say that? Me and Sonny were wondering the other day, like, why do they do that?
Couldn't tell you, bro.
Like, we don't do this with any other school, just them.
Yeah, well, they're special.
Okay. All right.
That's all I can tell you.
All right, so Sonny, sorry, you were going with?
Tevin Jenkins.
All right. And Dylan, who are you going with for the Chargers?
All right, so obviously they hit big with Rookie of the Year Justin Herbert last year. You got to protect him. Got to protect your franchise quarterback that you found after you deliberately shot Tyrod Taylor with a needle like right through his kidneys.
That was an accident. It was confirmed.
Yeah, sure.
Okay.
It was an accident.
Really? Yeah,
for sure.
It was just a slip of the hand and right into his lung.
Mm. Yeah, okay. Yeah.
Happens all the time.
Sure. I hope not with you because we got problems then. Christian Darrisaw is still on my board.
Darrisaw.
Christian Darrisaw.
And his move is something related to his saw, like his finisher move. He does like a weird move and it's called something saw. Get it? Like Darrisaw?
I got it. Okay. Yeah.
Okay, so Chargers, I think they go with, let's see, they've got their quarterback. If I'm not mistaken, didn't they lose a wide receiver, like a key wide receiver on this team? Didn't they lose Keenan Allen, or am I making that up?
Did they lose?
Or maybe they didn't re-sign him?
I didn't think they lost Keenan Allen yet. They still have Keenan Allen.
Or maybe I'm just looking at rumors.
Do they have Tyrell Williams still?
Isn't he on the Raiders?
I think he's on the Raiders.
He's been there for
a while, so they lost him. Which
no, he's been there for like 2 years, though.
See, Tyrell Williams?
Yeah.
Yeah, because he was there when AB was there.
Antonio Brown, oh my God.
Sorry, Tyrell Williams is on the Raiders.
The Raiders.
Oh, Mike Williams?
Maybe Williams?
Maybe you're thinking of Mike Williams.
I thought they had him last year. I don't know. It's the Chargers. Again, irrelevant.
All right. So
not sorry.
I think the Chargers will go with they probably need more help on defense. This is tough. I'm gonna go with the California boy, Elijah Vera Tucker, tackle for USC. I'm doing it.
Cool.
It's kind of spicy. I just feel like
sure, you do you.
They have Eckler for the running back. They have some decent wide receivers. They kind of have a little bit of everything, and this is year two of the Justin Herbert experiment. So they're just in a weird spot. Like, they don't need to really – they don't have any major holes that I can see.
Yeah.
Like, they just need it. They just need more chemistry. I don't know. All right. Let's move on to the 14th pick. Sonny, start us off.
Going Justin Fields.
I like it. I like it.
No?
I love it. Don't, Sonny, let him talk you out of your pick. I like it.
It's spicy, but what?
I like it. It's
look, Kirk Cousins is waning.
He is waning.
And Kirk, we trust.
Kirk, you trust, not us. I feel like
Skull.
I feel like we bashed Kirk Cousins pretty hard on this show, Sonny.
I think Justin Fields has to go sooner or later.
Sure. I mean, he went number three on my board.
That's true.
This is true.
I think they got him phasing out Kirk Cousins.
I like this pick, Sonny.
I also kind of hope that happens.
Look,
to see him with Justin Jefferson.
Sonny, you're not wrong. Kirk Cousins hasn't been doing it in he does okay in Minnesota. I just feel like they're in a tough division. Like, they have to play the Packers, you know. They're not going to beat the Packers.
I guess the Lions, I mean, like
they can beat the Lions, they can beat the Bears, but I honestly think the Vikings should have never got Kirk Cousins, but that's just me.
Are you kidding me right now?
He's not that good, dude.
Are you serious?
He's not that good.
Okay. Then pause. Pause for the calls. When they got Kirk Cousins, do you know who their quarterbacks were at the time?
That's right. They had like Bradford and like a bunch of other random dudes.
Case Keenum.
He was okay. I liked him.
No. Case Keenum was a 1 year wonder with Minnesota.
I loved him.
Okay, you're just
not. He was on the Rams prior to that.
You're just a dinosaur. He was with the Broncos as well.
That's right.
He was with Washington Redskins at the time.
He's not that good.
He's trash. Kirk, way better than both those quarterbacks.
I just feel like Kirk chokes a lot. Am I wrong?
Of course he does. It's what he does. It's what he's known for.
He just, I don't know. Like, why, Sonny, why do I think he sucks? Is it because I'm a Packer fan?
He does.
Is it because I'm a Packer fan? And
that's why I'm going Justin Fields.
No, he doesn't suck. You kidding me? He's one of the top 15 quarterbacks in the league.
I feel like, what's his new wide receiver that he got?
He got Justin Jefferson.
He made Kirk Cousins look good. But that's because it's the wide receiver. It's not the quarterback.
Who gets him the ball?
Okay, yeah, you got to throw. But, like, okay, give any quarterback this star wide receiver. They're going to do good.
And Thielen and Dalvin Cook.
Stacked.
He had Stephon Diggs, too.
That's true.
He had Kyle Rudolph before he got hurt all the time.
Uh-huh.
Okay, no one – okay. We're spending a lot of time with the Vikings, which is weird. But no one knew that Justin Jefferson was actually going to pan out in the league. Because you don't wonder why. Because first-round wide receivers recently don't pan out in the NFL.
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they
get
lucky.
Sometimes. Yeah, and they got lucky.
All right.
Which, if you watch him in college, he was a stud.
We're clearly in a disagreement here over the Vikings.
Okay.
None of us are Vikings fans, and we're spending so much time on the Vikings. No, so, Sonny, your pick is Justin Fields?
Yeah.
I like it. Dylan, what's your pick?
It's not Justin Fields, obviously. no, they're going to go with the, you know, they're going to go O-line. They're going to go Aliyah Vera Tucker, one pick after, for USC.
All right. Okay. Let's see. For the Vikings, I feel like they need some help on defense here.
They got Patrick Peterson.
I'm going to say they go like
Oh, yeah.
Oh, that's right. I'm going to say they go safety.
Ooh.
I know who you're going with.
I'm going to say a guy from TSU, Trayvon.
Morig?
Is that how you say that?
TCU, by the way. Not TSU. Get it right.
Sorry. TCU. Excuse me.
Home of the Bullfrogs.
Home, is that what they are?
Yep. Yeah.
What kind? Do they have Bullfrogs there?
Nope. Beautiful stadium, though.
You can't have that can't be your mascot, then.
I mean, like, Cincinnati doesn't have Bengal Tigers.
They should. Let's get them in the zoo.
What's a Packer?
Cheese. we got plenty of cheese out there. How dare you attack me on our show. Never bringing you back.
Yeah, you are.
All right, let's move on to the 15th pick. The Patriots are on the board. I keep saying on the board. I'm sorry, guys. I mean on the clock. Sonny, who do the Patriots go with?
maybe another dumb take. I'm thinking Mac Jones.
Hey.
No.
They need a quarterback.
Not a dumb take. Not a dumb pick, Sonny.
All right.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that one.
They need a quarterback.
I know, because Cam Newton sucks, because Cam Newton's been broken since the Broncos broke him in the Super Bowl 50.
See, you like how he's taking credit there, Sonny? Like his team did this to this guy?
They did.
You think so?
I think he's right.
Thank you.
You think he's never been the same since that game?
No. Are you kidding me?
What are you talking about? He was MVP. Think about how insane he was as Superman. And then after that.
You guys don't think he's still Superman? Then,
no.
What?
The season after, terrible. Just atrocious. Then gets pawned off to the Patriots. He sucks.
I think, hear me out, guys. Year two with Darth Vader himself, Bill Belichick. I think he's ready to show us some stuff.
Vader himself is down in Tampa. That was the hypothetical. Emperor Palpatine.
Oh, that's right. Sorry. Emperor Palpatine himself with another year of Cam Newton?
He's like Kylo Ren. No, but like worse, like Dollar Tree.
Dollar Tree Kylo Ren?
That's Cam Newton.
So his lightsaber doesn't even hurt you? It's just like a light-up
No, thing? It's like one of those like plastic ones you get as a kid.
Damn. Okay.
He's not that good. He's...
Execute order, get rid of Cam.
Okay.
Exactly.
All right, so sorry, Sonny, what was your pick?
Mac Jones.
All right, I like it. Dylan, what is your pick for the Patriots?
I think Bill Belichick, he's actually going to keep the first-round pick for the first time in who knows how long, since General Palpatine was probably a kid. This is the last time they had a first-round pick that they used. I think they go with the next best linebacker on the board, Zaven Collins, outside linebacker, Tulsa.
I like it. Okay, so Patriots are in a weird spot. I think, man, this is so tough. I feel like they should go quarterback, but they won't.
This is who you think they're going to get.
I feel like they won't do it, and they're going to go. They just lost Julian Edelman, retired. I think they're going to go wide receiver here.
No. Oh, overdrafting. You're overdrafting right now.
Am I? Is it? Oh, man, I'm getting in my head now.
This is your mock draft, who you think they're going to pick. They don't have a quarterback, but, you know, you keep thinking that. They do.
All right. You know what? You've persuaded me. I think I'm going to go here. Trey Lance for the Patriots. I'm locking it in.
That's spicy.
I'm locking it in.
That is spicy.
Mama's secret recipe. Spice. All right. We got the next pick here. Number 16. Cardinals are on the clock. Sonny, who do the Cardinals take?
Christian Darrisaw.
Darrisaw. I like it. I like it.
I see them improving their defense.
Yeah. So they made a lot of moves on their offense. They got Hopkins, was it last year? And now they just cut Drake. Oh, and now they have Edmonds, and who is the other running back? James Conner.
They got Conner on the 1 year deal.
Yes. So I think I agree with you, Sonny. They're good on offense. They need some defense. I like it. Dylan, who do you go with?
They lost Patrick Peterson. Shouldn't have lost Patrick Peterson. Should have been a Cardinal for life, but they lost him. They're going to replace him. Immediate plug and play, next best available corner, Caleb Farley, corner, ooh, Virginia Tech. Caleb Farley was a first-round pick, would have been a top-10 pick had he not gotten hurt and then stayed out last year.
I like it. All right. All right. I think we are all in agreement that they do need defense more than an offensive piece. So I say... I still got J.C. Horn on here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going to say they take J.C. Horn, cornerback out of South Carolina.
Okay.
All right. We have the 17th pick. Raiders are on the clock. Sonny, who do they take?
This is tough, but I still have Jaylen Waddle on the board, and I think they take him.
Jaylen Waddle?
I think they try to improve their... their offense.
You pair him with Henry Ruggs,
that would
that's
be
what
stacked.
I was thinking.
That's a scary. I mean, that's Alabama right there.
That is a scary team. Now, if Derek Carr can just come through, it's a bit big maybe. I like that, Sonny. That's a really good pick. Dylan, what do you think?
That's a nice pick from Sonny, but at the end of the day, the Raiders gave up basically their entire offensive line.
They legitimately
gave up like their entire offensive line.
And now they got Drake and Jacobs.
Yeah, exactly.
Man, that's going to suck for those guys.
So Derek Carr can't come through if he can't have enough time to get the ball out. So I think they go another Raider-type move. They go Jackson Carmen, offensive line, Clemson, 6'6", 328. Give me that man. Plug him right in.
Okay. I like that. I agree with you. Raiders will do something weird. I think... Oh, man, this is tough. Yikes. They need a lot of help. I'm going to reach here. They need some help up front. I'm going to go with Walker Little from Stanford.
Who?
That's right. You guys don't even know who that is.
No, because he's probably like a third or fourth round projection.
I'm going to say. I mean, I really don't know who else they could get.
I just told you who else they could get. Jackson Carmen, offensive line, Clemson.
I don't want to copy your pick, though, but...
Okay, you don't have to copy. You can agree. Look, this is your mock draft game. You do you.
I don't know,
Walker Little, who?
I'm going to go... All right, I don't know this guy. I'm gonna copy your pick, Don. I'm going to go Jackson here. Just because I don't know much about him. All right, pick 18. Dolphins are back on the clock. Sonny, who do they take? Oh, actually, Sonny, really quick. Who do they have for your first pick that they took? Just so we can review a little bit.
Ja'Marr Chase.
Okay, so that's what they took with their sixth round. And then now who are they taking with the next one?
This is tough. But I think they go... Oh, man. I wanted to say another receiver, but that's probably not going to happen. So, he's off the board. Let's see. I'm going Creed Humphrey, probably center.
Okay, I could see that. I could see that. They definitely need to bulk up their O-line and
protect Tua.
You know what? Tua is coming off an injury from college, so he needs all the protection he can get. He can't have it like another crazy injury. Like that just can't happen. All right. I like that. Dylan, what do you think?
So they lost Kyle Van Noy on the defense. Defensive play caller, defensive signal. They gotta get some pass rush on the Bills because the Bills are obviously going to run away with that division. I think they go with Jason Uwe, edge rusher, Penn State.
How do you say that last name?
Oh.
Uwe.
Wait, Jason what?
Uwe.
Uwe, O-W-E-H, little 6'5", 252 action.
I don't even know that guy.
You could put him in linebacker if you want to. He's an edge rusher. He's got a great first step off the snap. Yeah.
All right. I don't know who that is.
It's all good.
I think, so for my, when I had the Dolphins up here, they took Rashawn Slater. And I think for this 18th pick, they go defense, and I'm going to say they go Christian Barmore.
Oh, from Bama? He's a monster.
I think they take him. All right, so now it's pick 19. The Washington football team is on the clock. Sonny, who do they take?
I think they go Zaven Collins.
Ooh, okay. Why do you think that?
I think they just try to add depth to the defense position, and, you know. I think they got their offense figured out with Antonio Gibson, Terry McLaurin, and they just signed Hennessy?
No, they got Curtis Samuel.
Oh, Curtis Samuel, that's right.
Oh, I forgot about that.
No, they re-signed the quarterback in the playoffs.
Or
right?
Heineke?
Heineke.
Yeah, I don't know what... Okay, I'll get your thoughts. Sonny, you like him, right?
Yeah.
Heineke? I think I like him, too, because he's got a lot of grit. Dylan, how do you feel about him? I know he's not like the all-star guy, but he's got some pep in his step.
I mean, he was doing like... 400 level math courses from Old Dominion prior to getting signed and playing in a playoff game.
Oh, that's right. He's like a finance guy or something.
Yeah.
That's right.
I think he got way overpaid for a game and a half of action when he's been hurt every appearance, which is three in the NFL. But, I mean, it is what it is.
Right.
It just, I think he's fine. He's a backup.
Yeah, I feel like he is a backup until they figure out kind of what they're going to do. But I do like him for the Washington football team. Sorry, Sonny, who did you say your pick was?
Xavier Collins.
Okay, and then Dylan, who are you going with?
Well, this is where things get spicy. This is where things get real spicy.
This is a really spicy mock draft. Just already with all our picks, it's already pretty spicy.
They definitely need to fill in a linebacker position. So I like Sonny's pick with Xavier Collins. But they're looking for the quarterback of the future, man. I'm sorry. Fitzpatrick is that bridge quarterback. And who's on my board?
Oh, that's right. He's over there now.
He's over there for next year.
Fitzmagic.
Fitzmagic and Fitztragic at the same time. He's there this year. He'll probably be there at least next year. Trey Lance.
He's
going to fall to 19. I don't think Washington gets desperate to trade up to get him unless he falls in like that 14th, 15th area. But I think he just slides right to them at 19.
All right. I think you're right. They might go quarterback just because Fitzmagic is just kind of a placeholder while they figure out who their rookie is going to be. I still have Mac Jones in my draft. I think they take Mac Jones right there. All right. Let's move on to the 20th pick. The Bears are on the clock. Sonny, who do they go with?
I think they try to add another corner. I think they go with Greg Newsom.
Okay. Greg Newsom. Like it. Out of Northwestern?
Northwestern, yeah.
Dylan, who do you think they take?
The Bears. Need a quarterback.
Yeah, they need a lot of things.
They need a quarterback. Mitchell Trubisky experiment failed. They have Andy Dalton. Come on. Nick Foles. Trash. He's done. I've got Mac Jones left on my board.
Think the Bears take him there?
Mac Jones coming to
two Macs on a team? Khalil Mack and Mac Jones?
You got to have one Mac on offense, one Mac on defense.
Mac attack.
Let's get it.
Okay. Sonny's like second or third favorite team is the Bears.
They're up there. I got a lot of family in Chicago.
He's a Chicago
guy. Okay, cool. Well, tell him to get the Mac Jones jersey ready. They'll be good to go.
Sonny, we'll get you a Mac Jones jersey if he gets drafted.
I like that pick.
Okay. If it happens, Sonny, if Mac Jones is drafted by the Bears, I will buy you a Mac Jones jersey.
Really?
I'll buy you one.
Ooh.
It has to happen, though.
Okay.
All right. You guys heard on the show.
Yeah. You had Mac Jones drafted, what, third by San Francisco?
No, that was Trey Lance. I had Mac Jones going to the Pats.
Okay.
All right. I think they're going to go with a quarterback. Let's see. Who do I have left in my... Ooh, all the quarterbacks are kind of gone in my draft. It is looking really bad.
Poor GM management right there.
It is looking really bad for the Bears here. I think they're going to go with the next best guy left here, which is going to be from Florida.
Kyle Trask.
And I don't think they're going to hit on this guy either. Kyle Trask, from what I've seen, he's good, but I don't think he's going to be like anything great. I think he's just going to be okay. I think he'll be better than Trubisky, but who knows how much better. That's like a whole experiment.
Well, Jordan Love gets traded to Chicago.
Good. Take him. I don't want him. get him off my team. It was a stupid pick. I'm still recovering from that pick last year. A year removed from that pick, and I'm still not understand anything that went on with that first pick. But anyway, let's move on to the 21st pick. Let's mix it up a bit. So Dylan, you will start us off. Sonny will be in the middle, and then I'll be at the end. So with the 21st pick, the Colts are on the clock. Dylan, who do they go with?
All right, so Colts got their quarterback finally after Peyton left, after Andrew Luck retired, Jacoby Brissett done. They got Carson Wentz in the building.
Me and Sonny were kind of sad about Jacoby Brissett. We wanted him to get the keys to the team. Like, I feel like he was overlooked.
Yeah, well, he was, because Carson Wentz is going to win MVP this year.
Oh, What?
Yep. There's your hot take.
Whoa.
They have a stud offensive line to protect Carson Wentz finally.
But it's Carson Wentz.
Doesn't matter. He's talented. I don't care what anyone says.
I think he's cursed.
No, he's not cursed.
Have you ever seen the movie, like the first Pirates of the Caribbean?
Yes.
You know the ship, the Black Pearl?
Yeah.
It's a cursed ship?
Yep.
That's how I feel about Carson Wentz.
Cool.
Cursed.
Frank Wright is over in Indianapolis, who was with Carson Wentz in Philly when he had his MVP season before he tore his ACL.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that.
Boom.
Okay.
Yeah, okay. Cursed my butt. Their defense was stout last year. And I think they continue to build on that defense, especially up front. I think they go defensive end, Quiddy Pay, D-tackle, or could be edge rusher out of Michigan.
I like it. Sonny, what do you think about that pick? Or what do you think about Carson Wentz, really quick, Sonny?
Oh, I think he'll do well, but not better than Jalen Hurts.
Oh, I like it. All right, so we got a little. It's okay. We should do like a long, a season long, little bet here. So, who do you think will? How should we rank this? More touchdowns or touchdown to interception ratio? Who has a better ratio?
I'll leave it up to you all. Look, I'll say this: Jalen Hurts couldn't throw the ball at Alabama. It wasn't until he got to Oklahoma for 1 year where he had a spread offense and weapons to go with him to like get rid of the ball.
Hey, when you have a stud, plays with other studs, magic happens.
Yeah, guess what? Carson Wentz is a stud.
That's we'll see about the jury's still out on that.
Okay, cool, whatever.
Okay,
MVP.
We'll revisit this in a future episode, but we'll judge it based on, should we go by wins or should we go by touchdown interception ratio or both?
Let's go.
We can factor
touchdowns in total. How about like rushing touchdowns?
So not including interceptions or anything, just total touchdowns.
We can subtract interceptions out of it. How about that?
Okay, I like it. We'll go with that. I like it. You guys are on different sides of this.
Let's do it. Okay.
All right. So Colts obviously don't need any running back help. They have a bunch of good running backs over there. I think they got their wide receivers are
Michael Pittman.
Pittman, who's very good. Who's the other guy?
Mo Alley Cox.
Mo Alley Cox, the tight end.
And T.Y. Hilton on his last legs.
Oh, yeah, T.Y. Okay, so I think they're going to go wide receiver here with this pick. They're going to go, let's go Rashad Jason Bateman. Just kidding. His name's Rashad Bateman.
I have
Bateman.
A receiver as well. I got Kadarius Toney.
For the, sorry, Sonny, did I skip you? I'm sorry about that.
Yeah, for Colts.
For Colts, I'm sorry.
Sorry.
Who did you take for yours?
Kadarius Toney.
Kadarius Toney. Okay. And he, what school is he from? Let's see.
He is from Florida.
Oh, here he is, Florida. Okay.
There we go.
All right. So, with the 22nd pick, the Titans are on the clock. Dylan, start us off.
So, they're pretty good on offense still. They got Tannehill. They got King, Derrick Henry. They lost Adoree Jackson, their star corner. I think they replace him immediately. Insert J.C. Horn, corner, South Carolina.
Love it. Sonny, what do you think this team needs?
I think they also go with a corner. I think that makes sense that they try to fill him in.
They need some help. Their defense was trash.
Yeah.
Last year, and it was even worse the year before.
Yep.
Like, they just cannot. They can put up points, but if they can't stop teams from scoring, like, King Henry can't do it all.
Nope.
So
defense with championship.
Very true. Sonny, what?
You know what? I got someone filling for Jadeveon Clowney. I got Levy on Wuzerke from Washington. I can't say that last name.
Let's see. How do you spell his name?
O-N-W-U-Z-U.
Oh, okay. I do not. Levi on... Or Levi on Wuzerke?
On Wuzerke.
All right. From Washington. Okay. I like that. Shoot. I feel like they need help on defense. Greg Newsom's still on my board. I say they take Greg Newsom with the 22nd pick.
Ooh.
All right. So 23rd pick. Back to the Jets. Jets are on the clock. Dylan, who do the Jets take with the 23rd pick?
So I had Zach Wilson going number 2 overall to the Jets. get their quarterback for the next, hopefully, decade if he pans out. I think they now go to the defensive side of the ball, and I think they go with the next best available linebacker. That is Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa, linebacker Notre Dame, 6'1", 216. He's fast. He's got side-to-side speed coverage. He could blitz. He could play pass coverage if he wanted to. He could do it all. He could plug right in.
All right. And, Sonny, who should the Jets take?
I see them complimenting Zach Wilson. I think they go with Rashad Bateman.
Rashad Bateman. I like it. All right. Let's see here. I'm going to say, so the Jets need a lot. Like, they just they need a lot, man. Like, it's I don't know if I could be a Jets fan. Like, it's just overwhelming the amount of stuff they need. Like, they've been through so much.
Depressing.
It is really sad. I'm sorry, Jets fans. But I think in this spot, God, you need so much. It's like a ship with a lot of holes in it, and there's just a ton of water coming in.
Yeah, you know what they are? They're the Black Pearl.
They are the Black Pearl. They're just cursed. At night, you turn into a skeleton on the ship. Sonny, have you seen the movie?
No.
You haven't seen Pirates of the Caribbean?
No, never seen any of them.
Bruh. Sonny!
I know, I need to. It's my favorite ride at Disneyland.
Sonny, do you have Disney Plus?
Yes.
Sonny, go watch them. They're all on there.
You gotta catch up and watch Mortal Kombat. Ricky, what do you mean?
Okay, you gotta watch the old Mortal Kombat, the new Mortal Kombat, and you gotta watch all 5 or 6 of the Pirates of the Caribbean movies. All before we meet next time.
Sounds good.
Okay.
At least watch the first 2 or 3.
I was going to say, you should at least watch the very first Pirates.
Yes, that's a must.
That is a very good movie. Okay. Okay, so back to the cursed Jets. Shoot, they need so much, man. I'm going to go with... I'm going to go with Azeez Ojulari.
Oh, linebacker out of Georgia.
Yeah, from Georgia. Yep. They need so much. I'm just like... they have so many holes in this sinking ship. It doesn't matter what hole you plug because there's still like 5 other holes that are leaking water. Like, it's not going to help.
Cursed.
All right, let's move on to the 24th pick. Steelers are on the clock. Dylan, who do they take?
So, this is Big Ben's last year, probably, most likely. Not officially, but we all see it.
Unofficially.
You could go running back because you lost James Conner, but you got Benny Snell back there. So you could probably overdraft and maybe go Najee Harris or Travis Etienne to like compliment Benny Snell, but that's not going to happen. Defense. Steelers. It's what they do. Their offense is great with Chase Claypool. What else they got? They got James Washington. Like, they've got a lot of speed just on the offensive side. You got to help TJ Watt and company again. You got to continue to, especially with Lamar Jackson and Baker Mayfield or all of his weapons, you've got to protect the pass. I think to them, you go Asante Samuel Jr., corner, out of Florida State. Put him right in the slot. We could pair him on the outside of Joe Hayden and put Ulysses Gilbert right in the slot position instead.
All right. And Sonny, who are you going with?
I think they go defense as well. I think they go Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoa.
Like it. I like that pick. Shoot, should I make this should I go defense? You know what? Steelers are going to go they're
who do you think they're going to pick?
I'm trying to rationalize it out, and I think
Sonny, man, he's like psyching himself out.
I am psyching myself out because I want to get the most right. I feel like the Steelers are not going to replace Ben this year. I think they're going to wait one more year and pick from that pool of quarterbacks that's going to come out.
Yep.
Especially since Ben hasn't officially said if this is his last year. I feel like they'll extend him for another year while they get their rookie quarterback next year. So I say, and all the good quarterbacks are gone. Like at this, unless they trade up in this draft,
yep,
which they can do, but I don't think they will. I think they'll just sit back and get like one of these nicer pieces that fall late. I'm going to say, oh, and you know what? They are losing, they still have, what's his name? The wide receiver, Juju Smith.
Yep.
He's on like a one-year deal.
One-year deal.
So he's probably gone after this season, right? Like, is he going to stay? I don't know. Who knows?
He'll probably be gone because he knows big men's gone after next year. So why would I stay?
This is true. I'm going to say they go. I'm going to copy Sonny here. I'm going to go Jeremiah Owusu-Koramoah from Notre Dame. All right. So 25th pick. Jags are back on the clock. Dylan, who do they go with?
So obviously Trevor Lawrence went number one.
Yep.
Got their quarterback for the next 15 plus years. I think they go on defense. Jacksonville has been known to have all these star defensive players, and then they hate it in Jacksonville, and then they leave.
This is true. This is very true.
I think they go Christian Barmore, defensive end out of Bama. He was a monster in the SEC. He was a monster in the national title game. 6'5", 3'11". Dude is just raw power.
All right. And Sonny, who do you think they take?
I think they protect Lawrence Taylor, and I also think they protect James Robinson, who I think is going to be a big...
Trevor Lawrence?
Yeah.
You said Lawrence Taylor.
You said Lawrence Taylor.
Oh, sorry.
I knew Lawrence Taylor.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, I knew what you meant, though.
And I think James Robinson's going to be a stud next year, so I think they get Elijah Vera Tucker.
Ooh, I like that. All right. Shoot, this is getting harder. I feel like in the early rounds, it's really easy to like, oh, they got to get this guy or this quarterback. And then towards the end, it's like, ah, it's kind of like slim pickings.
And that's why we're not Mel Kiper or Tom McShay.
Like, it's almost more stressful to pick later because if you really mess up on that pick, like, ugh, that's a bad feeling.
Yep.
Shoot, I'm going to say I feel like Jags need some help on the defensive side here. I'm going to go Caleb Farley, cornerback from Virginia Tech. Taking him there.
That's a steal pick right there.
I like that. I feel like they're not going to go. I mean, I doubt they go quarterback and then they go. They're not going to get a wide receiver. Not this early.
No.
I don't think they're going to do that. So it's going to be either some help on the O-line or they're going to go something on defense. All right. So 26th pick. The beloved Browns are on the clock. Dylan, who do they take? First of all, let's start. Yep. What do they need? They've improved a lot in the past few years. What does this team need right now?
I think ultimately they need someone to rush on the other side to complement Myles Garrett. I really do. Olivier Vernon, he's banged up all the time. Their linebackers are questionable,
yeah,
iffy at best. You're playing against Lamar Jackson. You gotta contain him, right? You got Joe Burrow coming back healthy. I mean, they need defense, ultimately. They have Kareem Hunt, Nick Chubb, Odell Beckham, Jarvis Landry, David Njoku.
They're stacked.
Austin Hooper. They're stacked. Baker Mayfield. Yeah, they're stacked on offense. They need defense. I think they go Gregory Rousseau, edge rusher, Miami. Who was a top 10 pick after 15 and a half sacks after a sophomore season.
Wow.
And then he sat out.
Okay.
Bam.
Sonny, who do the Browns take?
I also go with an edge rusher. I go from Michigan, Kwity Paye.
Ooh, I like that. He is still very high on my board, and I agree with both of you that they do need a defensive piece here. And shoot. So the two highest edge rushers in my draft are Kwity Paye and Jason Owe from Penn State. I think they're going to go with Kwity Paye, though. He seems to be the better of the two. We'll lock that in. And then with the 27th pick, the Ravens finally getting a pick here. They are on the clock. Dylan, who do they go with?
First of two first-round picks because they got the 31st overall pick trading.
Oh, that's right.
Orlando Brown. Mm-hmm. Look, we see is every year, Ravens usually go defense first round. Historically, every time they've chosen a linebacker in the first round, it pans out for them. So that's what they're going to do again this year. They took Patrick Queen last year, who is just a freaking monster out of LSU. What better way to pair him than with Azeez Ojulari, linebacker, Georgia, submit that middle of the field.
I like it. Sonny, who do the Ravens take?
I'll also go with defense. I think I'll go with... Wait, shoot, where'd he go? Jason Owe.
From Penn State, edge rusher?
Yep.
I like that. I'm trying to think. Ravens, for their wide receivers, who do they have right now?
They got Hollywood Brown. And Willie Snead.
Willie Snead is like
bad.
He's like I don't even know.
They do have Mark Andrews, though.
It's like your dad says, hey, we're going to go out for burgers tonight. Nice burgers. And then he takes you to McDonald's. And you're like, what the hell, Dad? This is not a nice burger. I thought we were going out for a nice burger.
Yeah. By the way, they have Lamar Jackson and J.K. Dobbins. Who cares why they got a wide receiver?
No, but I mean, like, Snead is not good, right? Or, like, he has, like, one great game a season, I feel like.
Hollywood Brown is pretty fast, though. So
he is, but he fell off at the end.
He's also, like, 120 pounds wet.
He's a fast guy, but he's not very big. Okay, I think the Ravens go with the wide receiver out of Mississippi, Elijah Moore.
Mm.
A little spicy.
I mean, Willie Snead is like that irrelevant kid in class who answers a question like every couple weeks, and you're like, who the hell is this kid?
You're like, oh, this kid's in our class?
Yeah, exactly.
Like, I don't even know who this kid is.
That's what I'm saying.
Like, he doesn't come to class. He shows up for the test. And then you're like, you're in her class? Yeah.
Yeah.
Like,
but he does good enough to pass. It's like Willie Snead. He does good enough to stay on a team.
Right. Okay. Yeah. That's Willie Snead. All right. 28th pick. The Saints are on the clock. Let's mix it up. Sonny, start us off with the Saints. Who do the Saints go with?
Saints, I think they improve their O-line. I think they go Liam Eichenberg.
Liam Eichenberg. Okay. I will go next, and I think they take – I mean, I'm trying to think. They just lost Drew Brees. I'm going to say they roll with
– Did they roll Jameis, by the way, this season?
They have Jameis.
I know.
They're rolling Jameis and Taysom Hill.
Kind of like splitting time.
I don't know how that's going to work. It's probably going to be the same thing what they did is they're just going to sprinkle in – Taysom Hill is like the special, like the gadget guy that he just does everything. Mm-hmm. And then it'll be mainly the Jameis Winston show.
The Alvin Kamara show?
I don't know. Saints are going to be fun to watch. I don't know what they're doing. But I think in this position, I'm trying to think, they, other than, what's their guy, Michael Thomas, who are their other wide receivers? Like no names, right?
Oh, yeah, not even Emmanuel Sanders.
Yeah, he's not there.
Ted Ginn could still maybe be there. Was irrelevant for 1 year.
I feel like
Traquan Smith.
Like Willie Snead is like
Jericho's going
very low, and then like Ted Ginn is like just a step above. Like also does nothing. Shows up for the test. Maybe says hi to you. You know, he gives you like you ask him for, hey man, I forgot my lunch. Can I have lunch? And he gives you a fruit roll up.
And
like
also,
that's
hey man, you got extra pencil?
Yeah, he's like, oh, I got you, dude.
And that's 4 years ago, he had a teacher who was really nice and gave him A's on all of his classes.
Exactly.
Being Cam Newton.
Like you don't really know him, and then like next year he just transfers to another school. It's like, okay, he's gone. So I think Saints need a wide receiver here, and I'm going to go with Terrace Marshall Jr. from LSU.
Silly.
All right, and my beloved Packers are next.
Well, hold on. I didn't go.
Oh, excuse me. Dylan.
I mean, wow. Okay. Guest treatment right here. Jeez. Just ignore. Terrence Marshall, man. I love that pick. Staying right in Baton Rouge, baby.
Keeping them local.
Look, Saints need help on defense, specifically safety. Malcolm Jenkins is like 60 million years old, and he showed his age last year. He's done. They go with the best safety in the draft. Trayvon Moehrig, safety, TCU.
Like it. All right, sorry. Now to my beloved Packers.
Golden round.
The golden round for me. 29th pick. Packers are on the clock. Sonny, who do they go with?
Oh.
Now think about how stupid we picked last year. We took a quarterback.
Oh, well, if it's a dumb...
And we traded up to get this guy.
If you guys make the dumbest pick you can, you'll go with Najee Harris.
You think we'll go with Najee Harris? Ooh. Wait a minute.
Wow.
I don't think so. But I think it's in the realm of possibility.
Well, think about it. We got
But we'll do something. I think you guys go Alex Leatherwood.
Alex Leatherwood?
Yeah.
Tackle from Alabama? okay. I could. I feel like we'll just. You know what, Sonny? It sounds crazy to us, but they might do this because I don't know what the Packers management is doing. I really don't know what they're doing anymore.
Well, you guys had a similar situation last year with Jamal Williams and Aaron Jones.
Yeah.
And now you guys, you know.
AJ Dillon. Yep. We got AJ in there. AJ, I did like the pick where we got AJ. That was a good pick. I don't know why we traded up for Jordan Love. I don't even think we needed a trade up because I don't know if anyone else was going to take him.
No.
And we just like, I don't know what happened. That was dumb. All right. So I still stand by this. I think we should have taken a wide receiver in the first round last year because this would have been his second year and he would have been a lot better. But we're dumb and we took a quarterback. I still don't know what we're doing. But, hey, it's happened. It's in the past. We got to move forward. Got to move forward. I think we're going wide receiver. And if I look here, let's look at the top wide receivers left. Man, we got nothing really here. This is like bare bones. I'm going to go Rondale Moore, wide receiver from Purdue. I know. Dylan's giving me a look like I'm crazy. But you know what? We need a wide receiver. I'm sorry. Davante Adams can't do it all. We need something. Dylan, who do you think the Packers take?
History will be made for Green Bay and Lambeau Field when they draft a wide receiver in the first round. And they're also going Rondale Moore,
ooh,
wide receiver out of Purdue. I think
you
need to compliment Davante Adams. I think, was it Alan Lazard?
Yeah, that's the only other guy we have on the team that can do anything.
I think he's a good complimentary piece, but Rondale Moore, he was great at Purdue. Ultimately, like when he's healthy, and that's the biggest question, if he's healthy, he might be on the smaller side of wide receivers, but he can catch and he is fast.
That's what we need. We need a speedy guy, but if we go anything but wide receiver in this pick, I might have like a brain aneurysm. Like I might die. Like you guys just won't see me ever again. What happened to Gabe? they went running back in the first round. Like, oh, okay, he's dead. All right, so 30th pick. The Bills are on the clock. Sonny, what does this team need?
I think they go with an edge rusher. I think they go with Gregory Rousseau.
I think that's how you say it. Yeah.
From Miami.
Rousseau? I don't know how to say it.
I don't know. I said Rousseau.
Gregory Rousseau. Yeah, let's just go with Rousseau. Yeah, from Miami. I like this pick. They do need some help there. That's a very good pick. Because, look, the Bills, they got everything else. They got good wide receivers. I'm still not thrilled about their running backs. They got the quarterback that they want. I think they just need some help on defense. I kind of like that pick, Sonny. Shoot. I still have Jason Owe from the edge rusher from Penn State. I'm going to say in my draft they take him right there. Dylan, who do the Bills take?
So this might be a little – I don't know if it will be spicy, but it's definitely a up-in-the-air pick. I think they know that their offense needs to stay pace with the Chiefs.
Okay.
I don't think they're going to do this. I wouldn't be surprised if this is where we see Najee Harris or Travis Etienne drafted by the Bills. I think we see the first running back come off of the board late. But I think you get Rashad Bateman, wide receiver in Minnesota, put him on the opposite side of Stephon Diggs. The dude is 6'2". 210. He's got the body for an NFL receiver. He's got hands.
I like it. Really quick, have you guys? I just noticed this. There hasn't been like any running backs go off the board in my draft or in yours.
No.
Have you guys drafted any running backs?
No, but again, I think we saw this last year. Last year, I predicted Clyde Edwards-Helaire would get drafted by the Chiefs to end the first round, and that's exactly what happened. I think this is the area again where we might see it. If we're going to see it, though, it's either going to be with New Orleans or Buffalo, because Tampa Bay's not going to do it. They've got like 8 million running backs on 1-year deals. They re-signed everyone for the Super Bowl team.
But, that's right. Same team.
Yeah. I mean, the Chiefs, like I said, they got Bell, Edwards-Helaire, You know, running backs, like I say, like ETN and Harris, they are first round talent running backs, but the needs for running back in first round, the demand's not there like it used to be.
That's weird. I feel like it comes in waves. Like, we'll have years where running backs will just go right off the top, and then this year it's like dry, like no running. And last year too, no running backs really came off, like they weren't drafted that highly, which is, I don't know, it's kind of an interesting trend, I guess.
Yeah, the last couple of years, Josh Jacobs was first round. He was like 22nd or 27th overall. He was like mid, late 20s. Like I said, Edwards-Helaire was the last pick of the draft last year in the first round. I think, again, this, if you're going to see it, it's going to be probably Najee Harris and ETN is going to be early second in the last 5 to 6 picks in the first round.
Yeah.
It'll just be sprinkling in because there's always a running back draft in the first round.
Okay, sorry. Did you get your pick in, Dylan?
Yeah, Rashawn Bateman.
Wide
receiver, Minnesota.
All right, and we're almost done here. 31st pick, Ravens are on the clock. Sonny, who do they take? So this is the Ravens' second pick. And actually, they had two picks within 5 picks of each other. So that's, they're picking almost back-to-back right here.
I'm going with safety Trevon Moehrig. Moehrig?
Yep, Moehrig.
I think he falls a little bit. But I think
it's a great pick.
Ravens pick him up.
Nice. All right. So in my draft, the Ravens took Elijah Moore, wide receiver. I think they go with a edge rusher. I think they're going to go Jalen Phillips from Miami. Dylan, who do they take in your draft?
Well, Gabe, you asked earlier, why would you trade Orlando Brown to the Chiefs? And like we talked about, desperate times call for desperate measures for some teams. So they're going to draft an offensive lineman to replace the Orlando Brown gap that they just gave away. They're going to go Jalen Mayfield, O-line, Michigan, 6'5", 320, Big Ten, offensive lineman. You got to protect Lamar at the end of the day.
I like it. All right, last pick of the first round, the Buccaneers, the reigning Super Bowl champions.
So effing
they,
sick of Tom
so
Brady.
As Dylan said earlier, they pretty much brought most of this team back.
No, they brought everybody back. They re-signed all 22 eligible players to come back for the team.
How do they even afford this? Like, they're going to be so cash poor after all this. Right? Like, how does this even work?
You know what? I don't get paid enough to figure that out, Gabe.
Okay, so, all right. So, Bucks, I really don't know what they need. I guess you draft a quarterback late, but you have... Because, like, look, okay, Brady's going to be on for, what, another 2 years? Maybe.
Yeah, he'll be...
At least this year and maybe one more year. And that's he might call it quits because his body just gives out. I mean, do you take a quarterback? You know what?
No.
I'm going to... Sonny, I think you might take a quarterback. Actually, you know what, Sonny? You have the first pick, right?
Yes.
I just...
Oh, you, did you go? Did you go?
No.
No. No.
You just skip it over everybody.
I'm sorry. Excuse me. Sonny, who do the Buccaneers take with the last pick...
Of the first round. I think they go with the D line. I think they go with Christian Barmore.
All right.
He's not.
Christian Barmore from Bama.
I like that.
Yes.
Here comes the spiciest pick of the first round.
Oh, no.
Here we go.
Oh, no.
So, to me...
Brady's, what, 43? Or 42, will be 43 in
August. Like, I feel like you got to start preparing for the future. So unless they trade up or something, like they're gonna, I don't know. There's like not many quarterbacks left here. I mean, none of these guys are really like they stand out to me. Maybe if I was the Buccaneers, yikes! This is gonna be. I guess you just bulk up on defense. Like you already have all your main pieces back, so you're gonna win with this squad. I guess you just get more help on defense. So I'm gonna go. He's still available in my draft. I'm going to go with the last pick of the first round, Elijah Molden, safety out of Washington. Very spicy pick. I know.
Yeah. I don't even know if that's spicy.
Is it?
That's off-brand. They drafted Antoine Winfield Jr. last year.
It's off-brand spice.
Off-brand, yeah.
It's Dollar Tree spice.
Yeah, it's Dollar Tree spice. Yeah. I think they go defense at the end of the day. I think if they got Devin White, leading the pack on defense. They brought back Shaquille Barrett. They still have Jason Pierre-Paul, if I'm correct.
Oh, yeah.
I think they do.
I think they do, yeah.
He's up there in age. And then you got Antoine Winfield Jr. holding it down in the safety position. I think they draft who took over for Mr. Roussel in Miami, Jalen Phillips, edge rusher. Ooh. Miami. I think he falls. I think he had a breakout season last year for Miami in replacement of Russo. And, yeah, you stack up that pass rush. You saw what they did in the Super Bowl. Keep going.
I like it. All right, that concludes our first round mock draft that we all did. Let us know how we did on Twitter, Instagram, and I think that's it. Did we forget anything else in the news? We covered everything.
Madison Bumgarner getting bum jobbed, no hitter, 7-inning game, sanctioned by Major League Baseball, not credited with the no hitter, hey. But he gets the win. The team gets the win. He gets the strikeouts. I don't understand.
But you guys, 7 innings. Doesn't equal 9 innings. It's just math.
Guess what? When it's a doubleheader, a full game and a doubleheader is 7 innings. Baseball is the oldest old codder sport in America.
Here, I know how to settle this.
150 years? Are you serious right now?
I know how to settle this. Sonny, does 7 equal 9?
No.
Okay, but, there you go.
But he should be credited with the no-hitter.
Gabe, if you threw 7 innings no-hitter in a full sanctioned game by the MLB because it's a doubleheader,
it just doesn't feel right.
Not realistically, but mathematically.
It's like you're running the mile at school and you don't do the last lap.
Wait. Hold on.
Someone gives you your mile.
Hold on. He pitched the whole game, right?
Yes.
Okay. He pitched the whole game. Sonny. He had no hits through the whole game.
That's a no-hitter.
Oh, that's how you settle it. All right. Well, I mean, my God. What
take
are we
this
doing?
From somebody who does not watch baseball. I think it makes sense.
All right. We'll agree to disagree.
Here's the thing. If you took a quarter out of a game, like in a basketball game, and Steph Curry went, 10 for 10 from three, you wouldn't say he didn't make all his threes. You just say, you scored a perfect game.
Okay. All right. I kind of see what you're arguing there. I don't know. I'm going to blame the MLB for even allowing 7-inning games.
It's a doubleheader. What do you mean?
I don't like it.
That's their rule, which he followed.
I don't like it. It's a bad rule. I want a full game. I don't know. We can get into this later. But all right. That concludes our draft. You can find Dylan at D&J Power Hour, available on all platforms. Reach out to him. Reach out to Sonny and me. Let us know how you thought we did on our drafts. Bash us. Praise us if we get some of these picks right. My picks probably will not be right. But Dylan and Sonny, I feel like you guys did way better than me. Like I'm looking at my picks and I'm like, I don't really feel good about it. But we'll see what happens. And until then, Sonny, what's this all been?
Just a waste of my time.